listening to Speaking with One Voice with Rodney Payne. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, topics you'd like discussed on the show, or if you'd like to be a guest on the show, please email us at rpayne@onevoiceinc.org. That's rpayne@onevoiceinc.org. You can also search for us on Acast, Google Play, SoundCloud, and iTunes. Just look for Speaking with One Voice. Now, here's your host, Rodney Payne.
Hello, and welcome to Speaking with One Voice. I am your host, the coach, Rodney Payne. We are glad to be back with you again this week on Speaking with One Voice, your leadership podcast. Thank you so much for liking this podcast, rating it, and subscribing to it. We also want you to share it with your colleagues and your friends. We can be found at RodneyRPayne.com, RodneyRPayne.com, or on all of our social media platforms at RodneyRPayne. Please go ahead and follow those particular pages and turn your notifications on so that you can be the first to know what's going on with One Voice Leadership. All right, let's get into today's topic. We are entering a time of year that can be a hindrance to our productivity if we're not careful. So today I want to talk about setting up for summer. Setting up for summer. Traditionally in the United States, we are nearing the beginning of summer. As we get closer to the unofficial kickoff of summer, which is Memorial Day, how do we set ourselves up for continued success? Think about it. Spring fever has set in. It's there. And if you're not careful, spring fever can lead to lazy summer. Summertime is known for family trips, vacations, longer days. How can we as leaders maintain focus during this summertime season? There are several steps. As a matter of fact, I'm going to share four things that we can do to kind of keep our focus during this difficult time of year. I know that I love to look outside. I love in the day while working, of course, I love to sit out on the back and enjoy the breeze. I like to take walks and I enjoy the sun. Getting the vitamin D is so good for me. But if I'm not careful, the trappings of summertime can begin to distract you. People begin to barbecue in the evenings and on the weekends, and so you begin to have this smell, this sense of summer going on. I know you can relate to what I'm talking about. Well, there's a few things that we need to understand. First of all, although summertime is a calendar spot on the year in the United States, your summertime may be different than the traditional summertime on the calendar because of your seasonal work. When you do seasonal work, sometimes summertime is your busy time, so you don't get to take off. You have other times of year where you do this. So the concept here is, what do you do when the season of life that you're in, the season on the calendar you're in, would lend you to be less productive than you would normally be? So that's how we're going to navigate this. So in four quick steps, what we're going to do is we're going to review, reset, rest, and re-engage. Again, review, reset, rest, and re-engage. So let's talk about this. Step one, the review process. When we talk about reviewing the review process, what we're talking about is truly taking a moment to review your progress to date through the year. So you're going to look at a couple of key indicators to find out how you're doing. Are you on target through the first quarter and a half of the year? So you set some goals going into the year. The first quarter is over. You're midstream of the second quarter. Are you tracking to reach your goal? You have to review that to kind of keep yourself on pace and focused on what you want to accomplish. Are your systems that you have in place, that you've vetted, that you continually review and look at, are your systems producing the desired outcomes? This is very important because many things that we do, we put in place, as a matter of fact, nearly everything we put in place as leaders, our expectation is that it will work, that it will be successful, that when we put this system in place, our expectation was that we would get X, Y, or Z, our desired outcome from these particular activities. But if we don't take time to go back and review that process, many times we can find ourselves doing things that are not necessarily efficient or producing a desired outcome. When looking at desired outcomes, something else you should consider is one, is my system producing my desired outcome? And two, is it also producing unintended consequences? So if I look at my system, is it doing what I want it to do? Yes. Am I getting something that I wasn't expecting? And that can be positive or negative. Our goal is to figure out what it is and then put it in the right place. So if I'm getting a positive, not an intended consequence or outcome, but an unintended consequence. So it's positive, but I didn't expect it. That's a bonus, and we can always leverage and learn from that. So when you're reviewing your process, make sure it's about desired outcomes and also identify any unintended consequences and address them accordingly, whether it be positive or negative. And then if you're going to review your progress, the next thing you have to do is consider your business model. Summer isn't summer for everyone. Remember that. I said that earlier. Summer's not summer for everyone. Summer could be your busy time. So you can apply this to your off season, to your time of holiday, your time of vacation, your time of rest and relaxation and refreshing. So I want you to make sure that if you're going to really deal with this thing that we're calling setting ourselves up for summertime, first thing we have to do is to review. Secondly, I want us to understand that you have to not only review your progress, but you have to reset. You have to reset. What I found is that when you start the year, you have your momentum, you have your energy, you have your anticipation. But with each day that the year passes by, that can be lessened just by the grind, just by the ongoing activities that we have to do every day. And so what I've learned is that it's really good to find you 2 to 4 times per year to reset your business. Reset your business. This is not an overhaul. This is not a change of what your plan is unless it's necessary. But when I say reset, it's really simply going back to the basics. You want to make sure that you've not picked up any bad habits along the way. Why? Because busyness can lend itself to bad habits. I know that we have a 7-step process that we do before we go to market. But when we get busy, our queue is full, we just kind of cut across and we'll finish that later. So because we're busy and we're experiencing success, we've unintentionally, the unintended consequence that is that now we get to some bad habits. We get some things out of line. So where we used to have checks and balances, we don't get there. Some of us get checklists and we're so focused on the checklist that we check the box without fully vetting the task. So I want to make sure that you reset just to make sure you're not creating any bad habits. Remember, busyness creates those bad habits, but success in itself can facilitate shortcuts. So now you got bad habits and you're adding shortcuts on top of that. There used to be a way that you would go through this to get from the beginning to the end. I know that when I'm writing, I have a very specific process. When I get behind and I'm doing well or something happens, I'll create a shortcut. I'll shortcut my process. What you have to realize is that when you shortcut your process, in essence, what you do is you dilute your quality. I'm not talking about efficiencies that make you better. I'm talking about shortcuts that make you faster. When you get faster, sometimes you can lose the quality of what you're looking at. Summertime, because we're doing other things, we can try to shortcut the process, speed the thing up, and get the end result a little bit quicker. And so what happens is now we're busy, we're creating bad habits, which we're successful, but now we're making shortcuts. And both of these can create problems down the road that cause us more time, more energy, and more money, or can make us less efficient on the other side. So the reason I want you to pick you 2 to 4 times per year based upon your business model, based upon your leadership style, based upon your team, your goals and objectives, is I want you to reset. Reset and understand why we do this 2 to 4 times per year is because resetting can put me back on track. It ensures my quality control. It makes me the most efficient I can be. And I remember why I'm doing what I do in the first place. I put the processes and procedures in for a reason. We do this because we found that if we don't do this step, we have more returns. We have less employee retention. So we want to make sure that we don't skip the time for doing our one-on-ones and doing those types of things. So it becomes very very, very important that we reset. So you're listening to Speaking with One Voice. I am your host, Coach Rodney Payne. We're talking today about setting up for summer. And we've got four steps that we want you to go through to help you get prepared to maintain your success for the summer. Number one is to review your progress. Go back and see how you're performing against your goals. Number two is to reset. That's it. Make sure you go back to the basics of your processes and your systems to make sure that you get yourself back on track. Now, number three, and really it could be number four, but I think it needs to go here. Number three is that we have to rest. Let me slow down. Let me say that again. Leaders, we have to rest. Now, it's summertime after all, so getting a place to rest may not be that hard a thing to do. But when we talk about rest, I want to be clear on this because leaders are overwhelmed, leaders run out of time, leaders have too much to do, and leaders take care of themselves last, if at all. So how do we deal with this thing called rest? Well, first of all, let me tell you what I mean by rest. By rest, I mean to completely clear your calendar of tasks and to clear your mind of responsibilities. Wait a minute, what did you just say? Yes. So rest means I have no task, no to-do list on that particular time that I've decided I'm going to rest. So I'm not resting on to-do time, and I'm not doing to-dos on rest time. I'm going to make a distinct differentiation between rest and work. So when I say rest, I mean this time is blocked off and you can do nothing with that time other than rest. Now, I know the games that we play as leaders. It's my passion, and my passion energizes me, so I just keep going and keep going. And I can appreciate that. I can even identify with that. But my friend, that's just not rest. It's not rest, and we have to learn that we are functioning on a limited capacity of energy. There's only so much that we can do, so rest has to be a part of what we do. So when I say clear your calendar of tasks, I mean on that particular rest time, it is for rest and rest only. But then I did throw a little curveball in there and add it to you. Not only do you clear your calendar of tasks, but you clear your mind of responsibilities. Now, this one is a lot more difficult because I am asking you to shut down your brainstorming, shut down your way to get new ideas, shut down working through a problem in your mind, shut down the things that you have on your list that you haven't got to, shut down on the things that are going to be waiting on you when you get back. Shut all of that down and give yourself some rest. You have to do this because it impacts your creativity, it impacts your productivity, it definitely impacts your efficiency, it impacts your stress, it impacts your frustration, it impacts your overwhelm. You have got to unplug, disconnect, close your mind to things that require you to work, and put yourself on a mandatory rest, period. I understand this is difficult for leaders. That's why you're an overachiever. That's why you're a winner. I get it. But if you want to be better and you want to make it through this summertime, you want to get yourself set up for the summer, take advantage of the longer days. Take advantage of the sun. Take long walks, but give your mind a break. So get the to-do list, press pause on that, and press pause on your critical thinking for whatever period of time that you've decided to rest. Now, let me help you because I know leaders, this is your coach. I get it. We just don't know how to do that. That becomes very, very difficult. So let's look at this. When we think about rest, rest must have regular intervals. First of all, when you think of rest daily. Uh-oh. Yes, I said it. Think of rest daily. So you have to rest every day. You cannot burn the candle at both ends and expect to be fresh enough to get your deal done. You've got to make sure you take time to rest every day. So how do I rest every day? Well, you start with proper sleep habits. I have heard it. I've made my own excuses about I only need X number of hours of sleep. I can do this on that much sleep. Let me tell you, It's recommended 7 to 8 hours. I would not even try to for a moment pretend to you that I'm an 8 hour sleeper, but I do need a good six. I really do. But I've got to make that intentional in my life. So you have to make sure that you get your daily rest, and that's going to come in your overnight or your off time sleeping. If you're one who works overnight, that means that you're sleeping in the daytime, but you have to have some continuous 6 to 8 hours of rest every single day, every single day. And I just want to just kind of help you go a little bit further with that, because when you talk about these proper sleep habits, you also need to kind of unplug for 10 to 15 minutes, a couple times a day, 3-4 times a day, just to kind of give yourself a chance to get back and kind of get your head back in the game. See, so rest has to happen daily. Rest allows you to enjoy your life beyond your work, beyond your passion, beyond your calling, beyond your purpose. You have to get some rest. Now, I talked about the one interval of rest that I want you to get, and that means daily. There are three others I would like for you to add to your calendar for the entire year. Build them in. I started doing this because I found out if I built them into my annual calendar, it was easier to work around them. If I let my calendar have its way, then I can't find time to rest. So I want to make sure that we get the daily rest, but then weekly, there has to be a day off. You have to have a day where you don't do anything. And many leaders are so community active. They're with their job, with their leadership, with their team. So they're working hard, 6, 5 days a week, and they're volunteering and doing other things on the weekends and what have you. And so what happens is you go back to work to get a break on Monday. So you're so tired. So I want you to set a day off every week. A day where you're not just working, working, working. A day where you can close your task list. You can close your mental list and just kind of relax for a little bit. So we've got your daily. We've got your weekly. And then quarterly, take a little break. I call it a mini break, right? Take you a couple days, overnight hotel, go to a cabin, go camping, do something to get away for just a couple of days. Why? Because every now and then you need to step back. And I just believe that quarterly, which would give you 4 times a year, 3 to 4 times a year, depending on how you do it. I think that would be good for you, and I know it works. And then the last one is annually. Go on a vacation where you actually do the rest thing. That's what we got to do. Why would we do that annually? Because if you don't get away and unplug, you can't get to a place of productivity, efficiency. You can't be at your best, and you need rest. So let's go to sleep every day. Let's take a day off every week. Let's do a mini getaway once a quarter. And annually, let's do a vacation. And by vacation, I mean at least a week away from the everyday grind of your work. And so finally, we're going to wrap this thing up. We've talked about review your progress, reset. Then we talked about rest. And then once you do those three things, you're able to then re-engage. Re-engage. And re-engage is very simple. What re-engage means is that you have got to commit to your process. So when you go on vacation, you can't stay on vacation mind. When you come back refreshed, you get back at it, you go back to work. And so where do we want to do this? There are 2 or 3 places that you need to touch for certain if you want to truly re-engage. If you want to commit to your process, the system you've developed, the strategy you have for making your business great, for making your team the best, you've got to make sure that you commit to your process. You've got to deal with some things re-engaging. What are they? Re-engage mentally. Make sure your mind is sharp. That requires that rest component. Make sure your mind is sharp. That requires investing and ingesting information and data that helps you grow in your business. You've got to not only get your mind back in the game, you've got to be emotionally back in the game. You can't be up and down all over the place. You've got to get that anger out of the way. You've got to get that anxiety out of the way, and you got to get really comfortable with who you are and the position you're in right now, and you got to take care of your mind, take care of your emotions. Take care of how you feel. That's on you. Your feelings are your responsibility. What do you have to do to make sure that you are emotionally stable? And lastly, don't forget, you do have to re-engage physically. You have to take care of your physical self. That can be through diet, exercise, a combination of both. But you've got to make sure that you're not overdoing it, that you're giving yourself some recovery time, that you have treatment plans, that whatever you need to do to keep your body and your mind and your emotions in tip-top shape, you've got to do that. You've got to be all in. To re-engage, my friend, you have to be all in. And to re-engage, one thing you might overlook if you're not careful is that when you, the leader, when you are ready to re-engage after having your rest, after reviewing your things and resetting, and you've done those things, now you have got to re-engage others around you. That's right. Re-engage in your relationships, re-engage in your team, re-engage in those around you. Why? Because the best version of you will always include others around you. We need the support of the team to get to the maximum capacity of us. My job is to be the best version of me, serve my team, and then allow my team to support me. When we do that, then we get to a place that is where we can make the most and we can set ourselves up for success over this summertime. Remember, summertime may not be between June and September, but it could be between February and April, depending on what your schedule is. But either way, you need to engage this as a part of your life so that you can take yourself to the next level of growth, productivity, efficiency, and don't forget, leader, peace. That's right. When you are ready to go, when you take time to review, reset, rest, and re-engage, you will put yourself in a place of peace because you have taken care of your emotions. You've taken care of your mental. You've taken care of your physical. You've looked at your processes. You've refocused yourself. You got rest in there so that you're ready to go. And my friends, you'll find yourself having success this summer. Don't forget to take time out and enjoy. Don't forget to have the barbecue, have friends over, and hang out. Just don't forget to get your work done so that you can continue to be the best leader that you can be. Thank you so much for being with us this week on Speaking with One Voice. I am your host, the coach, Rodney Payne. Don't forget, follow us on social media at Rodney R. Payne. Also, visit our website, RodneyRPayne.com. I have a free gift there for you. If you'll go and sign up, you'll get a free gift on how to move the needle in your organization, and that will be a benefit to you and to your business. And then like, share, comment, talk to us in the DM. Let's get some communication going and see how we can help you. But it's been my pleasure, as always, to hang out with you this week for just a few minutes on Speaking with One Voice. Thank you so much for joining us this week. I am your host, the coach, Rodney Payne. Until next time, let's keep growing together.
You've been listening to Speaking with One Voice. Please remember to follow Rodney Payne on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Rodney R. Payne. We'd love to hear from you and get your feedback, so please feel free to leave us comments. And if you would, rate and subscribe to the podcast, we'd appreciate that as well. Don't forget to set up for notifications so you can get the latest updates and social media posts and get new podcasts when they're released. As always, use the hashtag SpeakingWithOneVoice or simply SWOV on any of your social media posts. On behalf of Rodney Payne, thanks again for listening to Speaking with One Voice.